Todos queremos aprender a generar más dinero. Por eso te invito a que escuches Échale Podcast. Te saluda José Quintero y te invito a que sigas mi podcast, Échale Podcast, en Instagram y TikTok. Échale Podcast by José Quintero. Conversations about finance, the Latino community, motivation and much more. Echándole ganas a la vida, one episode at a time. Listen wherever you enjoy podcasts. Échale Podcast.
What's up, scaredy cats? If you're listening to this podcast, it is for the people who enjoy mysteries, true crime, scary stories, and maybe you like to dabble a little into conspiracy theories. Well, let's just say we talk about all of that here, and if you're too scared, don't worry, because we're all a bunch of scaredy cats.
Yes, guys, and while you're listening, maybe sit back, grab some popcorn, maybe even dim the lights a little bit, or cuddle your cat, because who doesn't love cats? Because today's episode is going to be a little bit of a conflicting one. Many of you may know the name Gypsy Rose, and for those of you who don't know, well, we will be touching base on case, as well as her being released from jail just last month.
Before we begin, just a disclaimer, this case will contain some graphic details as well as some sensitive topics, so if this episode begins to become too much for you, you're more than welcome to join us next week for a brand new episode.
So now, with all that being said, let's begin. Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Her case was beyond twisted. It's almost unbelievable how a mother could do this to her child, from different illnesses to faking medical records and various medications, even fabricating her birth certificate so she can seem younger, which is completely insane to me, like that she was even able to do this, right? But Gypsy Rose became a lifelong victim of what is known to be Munchausen syndrome by proxy, which is a psychological disorder and a form of child abuse in which parents seek sympathy through exaggerated or made-up illnesses of their children. Now, this all started on July 27th, 1991, when Gypsy was born in Louisiana.
Her parents were Rod and Claudine, also known as Dee Dee Blanchard. The two actually met in high school, where Dee Dee would later become pregnant with Gypsy, and because of the pregnancy, her parents then married at a very young age. However, during Dee Dee's pregnancy with Gypsy, Rod and her separated due to the father feeling like he was married for all the wrong reasons. Fast forwarding to when Gypsy was only one, her mother claims she suffered from sleep apnea, which is a condition where your breathing stops or slows down for short periods of time while you're sleeping. Gypsy was growing like normal, but Dee Dee was working as a nurse aide, and at the time, this is where she began to claim Gypsy was sick.
During this time, her father was still present in her early years, but Dee Dee would then become more controlling over Gypsy's life the older she became, so her and her father became estranged. She was forced to be homeschooled by the second grade at the latest, and in order for her mom to keep up with the facade of these illnesses, she remained by Gypsy's side at all times. By the time Gypsy was only 8 years old, her mother convinced doctors that she had leukemia as well as muscular dystrophy, along with many other conditions. With these conditions, it led her to be in a wheelchair while she was believed to be paralyzed from the waist down. A lot of these doctors, it makes me think, like, what were you thinking? Like, yeah. Don't you have to do a lot of testing in order to see, like, okay, does she have leukemia? Does she have all this stuff, you know?
Mom, of course, she's manipulative, obviously, what she did, but like, I don't even want to say like smart, but just like really, really convincing.
Yeah, like she knew what she was doing. Exactly, especially a doctor.
Yeah, and her mother also convinced the doctors to insert a feeding tube into Gypsy's stomach, which is the first memory of surgery Gypsy could recall. She eventually went through multiple surgeries, including one where they removed her salivary glands in her throat because her mom claimed she drew too much, but in reality, it was just her applying numbing cream to her gums, causing her to drool.
With all these different surgeries and medications, Gypsy's teeth began to rot, and due to all the medication that was being given to treat her symptoms, it was actually creating the symptoms that they were trying to treat in the first place. Dee Dee would even shave Gypsy's head to keep up with the story.
Yeah, and her mother needed Gypsy to rely on her, so she continued with the medications and the fake illnesses to the point where Gypsy really believed she was sick. And you guys might be wondering how these doctors believed Dee Dee. Well, due to the fact that she claimed to be a Hurricane Katrina victim in 2005, she would tell these doctors that the medical records were lost in the hurricane, destroying any records of Gypsy's illnesses. But if they were to ever ask too many questions, she would just leave and find another doctor.
And after the hurricane, they relocated to Springfield, Missouri, and this is when they began to receive more of like the charitable donations, beginning with the Habitat for Humanity, when they actually built them a home in Missouri. And like, this home was like, it had like a wheelchair access and stuff, so like, it was insane. It was a nice home for sure, but not long after, the celebrities would make make generous donations, and Gypsy would even begin to meet some of her favorite actors. There's like a bunch of pictures with her, like in a bunch of different actors, and her mother would go on an all expense paid vacation, one including Disney World. So there's actually pictures and videos. She says like, oh look, like I'm drinking or eating princess something. Like it's like the princess theme one in Disney World is where she's at.
It's just so crazy how messed up the mom was. Like she's just out in public in Disney World, like surrounded by thousands of people, knowing what she's doing to her daughter. Yeah. She's just living fine.
What's crazy too is that I actually barely found this out because my dad mentioned it. The same thing that her mom had, Eminem's mom actually had that. His mom would do the same thing to him. Well, like not like, you know, identically, but would do some pretty messed up stuff.
Not
to
the extreme, yeah. Like this lady. Mm-hmm. But during this time frame is when Dee Dee would start to make up more illnesses, and with them moving out of Louisiana, Gypsy would hardly have any contact with their father, as well as anyone else who would try to question Gypsy's illnesses. Her father even tried to contact her on her 18th birthday, but Dee Dee believed it wouldn't be okay to tell Gypsy that she is 18. She even stated that the doctors also didn't think it was a good idea, which was odd because she had Gypsy believing that she was 14 or 15 at the time.
And not only that, between 2007 and 2009, Gypsy's former physician, Dr. Bernardo, claimed that there were a few red flags when he began to examine Gypsy for muscular dystrophy. And when he told Dee Dee that the former diagnosis were wrong, Dee Dee got really upset and they never went back. And like, she threw a whole fit. She was just like, I'm never coming back here. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. And like, flipped out on them. So Dr. Bernardo claimed he didn't have enough evidence to alert CPS, so he never reported it. But just imagine if he did at the time, yeah. Like how much like they would have gone into this case, and she might have been saved a lot sooner, or maybe the outcome would have been different. Who knows? But fast forwarding to a few years later, Dee Dee had to be with Gypsy at all times, and she even said in a recent interview the only place she wasn't allowed to be was inside the operating room during her surgery, which sounds pretty like suffocating, you know, like everything that she was doing, her mom had to be there with her. She even said too, like in that same interview, that like they had told her, like, were you ever scared? Like, why didn't you notify or like tell any of these doctors or like a close family friend? And she said because she was so scared of her mom, and her mom was always with her. Like, she almost like intimidated her, you know? Yeah. But Gypsy then craved for more interaction outside of the bubble she was in, so she would begin to create different profiles on Facebook where she would meet people.
Then in 2011, she ran away, but within 4 hours, Dee Dee found Gypsy and convinced her to come home. This terrified Gypsy because for 2 weeks straight, she endured physical abuse. Dee Dee chained her to her bed, starving her, not allowing her any water or even to use the bathroom. Instead, she would be forced to urinate on herself or in a bucket while she was held with chains. And fast forwarding to 2012, Gypsy created a dating profile where she then met 23-year-old Nicholas G, who lived in Wisconsin. They started talking sometime in 2012, which would make Gypsy really around 20 to 21. And Nicholas had his own issues. He was autistic and had Asperger's, as well as multiple personality disorder. They would talk every night, even role-playing. And in 2014, she told her next-door neighbor, who she friended at the time, known as Aaliyah, she wanted to run away and start a family with Nicholas. At the time, Aaliyah only thought this was just a fantasy or a dream, but she never knew what was about to happen next.
By March of 2015, her and Nicholas finally met in person at a theater for a local screening of Cinderella. They acted as if they were meeting for the first time and hoped Nicholas could charm Dee Dee and get her approval to date, but that didn't work at all. Dee Dee didn't want Nicholas near Gypsy at all because she was kind of like jealous that Gypsy's attention was all on Nicholas. A few months go by and Gypsy and Nicholas still remain in contact, and things were so bad for Gypsy, she stated that she wanted her mother dead, not because she hated her, but because she wanted to escape from her. So Nicholas and Gypsy created this whole plan to kill Dee Dee.
And on June 9th, 2015, Nicholas would arrive at the house where Gypsy handed him gloves, duct tape, and a knife. Gypsy would then lock herself in the bathroom as Nicholas proceeded to kill Dee Dee. He then fatally stabbed her 17 times, murdering her in her bedroom. Then they would both flee the scene and took a taxi to a motel to start living their lives. The same night, Nicholas stated that he couldn't stop crying and that he prayed for Dee Dee's soul to forgive him. They then ended up in Wisconsin in Nicholas's home, where they posted some brutal posts on Dee Dee's and Gypsy's shared Facebook page. These posts were very explicit about the murder, that it drew some concerns to some friends who reported it to the police. Police then came to the crime scene where they discovered Dee Dee dead and Gypsy's wheelchair left behind. Days later, the police tracked the two down at Nicholas's home after the post, and Gypsy would then walk out. Keep in mind, nobody knew that she could walk. The sighting was so shocking, it left everyone confused.
On this part too, they found three of her wheelchairs at the house. So she had not just one, but a few wheelchairs. And a lot of the neighbors were like, we've never seen Gypsy without her wheelchair. Like, she's always with us. So everybody was freaking out, thinking that she like got kidnapped or something, because her wheelchairs were there, you know? So like, where does she go and stuff like that? And then in those posts, they were just too explicit to even say on here. Like, I didn't feel comfortable saying it. So they are on the internet if you're, you know, I don't know, interested in seeing what they had posted. Yeah. A lot of friends were like really concerned about it. And she even posted that she hopes somebody, like Gypsy posted that she hopes somebody finds her mom's body because she felt really bad. And like when Nicholas was crying, she was like, why are you crying? Like, you shouldn't be crying right now. Like, this is my idea. This wasn't your idea. And Nicholas was just kind of like, kind of trying to process everything, you know?
Yeah, like what he just did.
Yeah. They were then taken into custody on June 15th, where they discovered the long abuse of Dee Blanchard. The police stated it was one of the most unusual cases that they had ever seen, but Gypsy was sentenced to over 10 years in prison. She admitted that the murder was her idea because the abuse began to grow over time at home, so she talked Nicholas into killing her mother. Originally, it first started just like as her doing, you know, faking all these illnesses, and then when she would kind of question her mom and tell her like, hey, like, I don't really think I need this, or kind of like voice her opinion on something, and then her mom would start to get mad at her and stuff like that, and then that's when the physical abuse began, you know, more and more. Yeah. So I felt really bad for her. I definitely think that this case is very conflicting because obviously, like, she was going through so much, but her only way to escape was to do something that nobody should have to do.
I think back to the time where we tried to watch the act, seeing it as a show and still feeling disturbed. Like, imagine just
this is someone's going life. Through that. Yeah. Another thing about the show, actually a fact, is that she was still in jail during the time they released it.
Mm-hmm.
They never got her permission to even do any of that.
Yeah.
And she says she felt uncomfortable. Like, this is her life that they're putting out there. And like the person that they're doing it on, like, you didn't even ask for permission.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's something that was really rude, and it was like messed up, you know, because like mm-hmm. this poor girl, a lot of what happened to her is obviously out in the public eye, and now that she's released from prison, even more than, you know, before, like, everybody's kind of like, this happened to you, this happened, and this all, you know, this next thing. And I know she even said in an interview, she's like, everybody thinks that I'm that same little girl, you know, that I was before I went into prison. She's like, now she's 32 years old, which it's is crazy, right? And she's obviously a woman now, and like, she's changed, and she went through so much. But she even said that the most freedom she ever had was going into prison. That just really shows the amount of abuse that she was going through, but how much she needed to be saved.
Mm.
Nicholas was then charged with life in prison without the possibility of parole, and he stated that he was blindly in love.
Mm-hmm.
So when he went in, he was just kind of like, I did this for her, you know, because they had talked for a while on the internet, you know, and they obviously formed a connection, but he's still in prison, and he goes by Mr. Smiley now, which is really weird. Yeah, he goes by Mr. Smiley, and he even said a lot of information that he has, he's holding it until it's the right time, and it might be coming out in an upcoming interview. Like we mentioned, he did have his own issues, you know. And this is like the part that everybody's like, it's so confusing, because Gypsy even admitted like, yeah, I convinced him to kill my mom. And this was weird. I don't know how true this is. I saw this in an article. She said that she gets really like sensitive over blood. So she's like, I could never do that. Like, it grossed me out. So that's why she had him do it.
I remember an episode in the show where something happens where they had to take out her blood at the hospital, and she gets all queasy.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what she said. Like, I get queasy, you know, this guy was convinced to do something, but he also had the choice not to do it.
Yeah.
Just like she said, she had the choice not to do it. And she lives with her regrets, and she owned up to what she did because she knew what she did was wrong, but she really just needed to be saved.
But jumping back into it, on December 28, 2023, just last month, Gypsy was released from prison after serving 85% of her sentence. People are very divided whether or not she should be receiving so much fame, but she is now 32, married, and learning to process life in the open. Which is, I've seen a lot of videos on TikTok about people, like, they basically turned her into a celebrity at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw her at the red carpet. She was like at some, I don't know what kind of shows. Basically at this point, you know, like, people made her into a celebrity. To me, I'm not even really picking either side. I just think it's just odd to see, because you've never seen, I guess, somebody that was in that case be famous. So it's odd to see, but I'm not gonna say that I'm upset that she's getting this fame or not upset, you know, but it's just, to me, it's just kind of odd seeing that.
And even her dad said that, he's like, I'm never gonna hold it against her what she did. I'm never gonna question her because she did what she had to do. I think like a lot of people were saying like, oh, like, why are we putting her in the public eye so fast? Like, she probably has a lot of PTSD or things like that, you know.
Yeah.
But like she even mentioned, like, she's really open about her emotions, and she's like, if I want to feel angry, I'll feel angry. If I want to feel sad, I'll feel sad. But she said that the most toughest time of the year is the day they murdered her mom.
Yeah.
So she said that that day, like, she'll allow herself to cry, and she'll put on her mom's favorite song, and she'll just cry and like bawl her eyes out, because she's like, she misses her mom obviously, but
yeah.
It's really like confusing, and I'm sure she feels confused because she's like, my mom's gone, you know, but like,
yeah.
I still need my mom.
But yes, guys, that'll be the end of today's episode. Let us know anywhere on our social media platforms, whether it's Instagram or Facebook, how you feel about this fame that Gypsy's getting. Like, do you believe that she deserves the fame? Do you like feel upset that she's getting this fame? Let us know. We want to hear you guys' opinions, like I said, but we hope you guys enjoyed today's story. Leave us a review letting us know what you enjoyed about it, and make sure you guys follow the podcast and turn turn on your notifications so you never miss an upcoming episode. But without further ado, we are out. Peace.